Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the third day of our lesson, Enjoy the Netherlands. And there certainly is a lot to enjoy in the Netherlands, and there are many ways to enjoy the Netherlands. Something that we discussed on the first day of this lesson was how you could take a bicycle and pedal through the streets of Amsterdam, or actually many cities, or you can watch others bicycle and carry many items. Something else that you might think of when you think of the Netherlands are windmills and wooden shoes. And of course, you might see blue and white ceramics and other things like that. Well, Carolyn, what is something else we learned about the Netherlands?
Well, yesterday we learned a little bit about culture and history in the Netherlands. So we talked about beautiful paintings that you can see at museums or art galleries. And we also talked a little bit about people who are still sporting the Dutch costume, mm-hmm. and they are wearing wooden shoes. So when you think of wooden shoes, it is true, you can find them in the Netherlands, and there are people still wearing them.
That's right. Well, today we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. Let's get started with our first section called Lowland.
Enjoy the Netherlands. Lowland. Marken used to be an island, but is now a peninsula. For 2,000 years, the Dutch have been taking back land from the sea. Using a system of dikes and pumps, they have actually made the country bigger. In Marken, stand on top of a dike to see how much lower the land is than the sea.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. We're on day 3 and the last day of our adventure with Naomi through the Netherlands. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. System. System is a noun. Recently, the city has improved its subway system a lot. Delicacy. Delicacy is a noun. In many countries, frog legs are considered a delicacy. Dip. Dip is a verb. Tony dipped the dumpling in soy sauce and then ate it. Wafer. Wafer is a noun. Victoria bought some delicious wafer candies to the party. Your more information words are peninsula. Peninsula is a noun. Dyke. Dyke is a noun. Let's get started with the article.
All right, we've been talking about lowland here. Let's go to the beginning. Marken used to be an island, but is now a peninsula. So, what is an island and what is a peninsula? What's the difference here, Carolyn?
Well, an island is a piece of land that is completely surrounded by water. Mm-hmm. But a peninsula is a piece of land that is only surrounded by water on 3 sides, not all 4. So part of this island is now connected to the land.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is the difference, okay? I think of Florida, the state of Florida, when I think of a peninsula. A lot of it is surrounded by water, but of course it's connected to the mainland. And this place, Marken, used to be an island surrounded by water. But we found out something here. Carolyn, what does the next sentence say?
Well, for 2,000 years, the Dutch have been taking back land from the sea. So they've been using something to get land back out of the sea and try to make the country bigger.
That's right. Oh. What do they use? Well, using a system of dikes and pumps, they have actually made the country bigger, which is quite remarkable, quite incredible. Let's take a look at that key word. It is system. A system is a method of doing something. So how else could you use that word system? Where could you use that word?
Well, a system here is something that works together, a system of dikes and pumps. So they have to connect and work together. And I think of a computer system. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have lots of wires, lots of things are connected together so that you can do things easier. And those connections allow you to do many, many things. So if you have an advanced computer system, maybe you are connected to the internet, you are connected to Wi-Fi, you don't have cords, you have a very new system.
That's right. So that's one kind of system. I think of systems within our human bodies, like the nervous system, the respiratory system, these things that work together for a purpose. And of course, sometimes if you work in an office, it can seem or act like a system. There is a system within your company.
That's right. Well, this system of dikes and pumps have been used to make the country bigger. So they've removed water and put it outside of these walls, outside of the dikes, so that the country has become larger.
That's right. And of course, a dike is something that is used to prevent floods, and they have developed a way of using these things that is very effective and that makes this country bigger. We continue learning about Marken. In Marken, stand on top of a dike to see how much lower the land is than the sea. Well, it's quite interesting. This is one of very few places in the world where the land is lower than the sea level.
Yes, it would be very difficult in most places for the land to be below sea level since the water would come in. Mm-hmm. But they have this great system here that prevents it from happening, and you can see that the land is lower than the sea. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天的第一个重点，我们看 system 这个名词。System 是指系统，例如 Tokyo's subway system is quite complicated.东京的地下铁系统非常的复杂，或者是 Our computer system shut down last night due to a sudden power cut. 昨天晚上由于突如其来的停电，我们的电脑系统关闭了。或者是 The British school system is very different from ours. 英国的学制和我们相差很多。接着我们看 dike 这个名词。Dike 在这里是指堤或坝，例如 The entire village gathered together to fix the river dike to prevent flooding.村民都聚集在一起修理河堤以防止洪水的发生。Dike 也指排水沟，例如 The farmer dug a dike in his field. 这个农夫在田地上挖了排水沟。
We have just finished the first section of the third day, the last day of our article, Enjoy the Netherlands.This section is called Lowland, and it is certainly a lowland here in Marken where you can look from the top of a dike and look down and see how much lower the land is than the sea. The water is actually higher than the land here because they have been taking back land from the sea using a special system. Well, we have lots more to learn about the Netherlands in our last section of this article.
Enjoy the Netherlands. Time for lunch. Being surrounded by the sea means that fish is on the menu. Try the most famous local delicacy if you dare. Pickled herring. The Dutch way to eat these small fish, tip your head back, dip the entire fish into your mouth, and eat it directly off the bone. Don't forget those wheels of cheese. You can see how they are made in Marken and perhaps buy a sample to take home.Treat yourself to some rich Dutch chocolate or a mouth-watering stroop waffle, a caramel wafer cookie, for dessert. Then continue on over bridges and through tiny alleys in this traditional town.
Well, so far we've had a little taste of the Netherlands with this lesson. Let's...take a look more closely at this last section, okay? It's called Time for Lunch. Of course, if you're visiting a certain country or a certain area, you should try the local food. So it's time for lunch. Time to get something to eat. Carolyn, how do we begin?
Well, we see that being surrounded by the sea means that fish is on the menu. And we just talked about how this area has become a peninsula, although it used to be an island. And that means that you are surrounded by the sea and fish is going to be on the menu.
That's right. And this phrase, on the menu, is kind of used as slang here, okay? Because there's no S on the end of menu. You can say that. It's on the menu. That means most restaurants have menus that will have fish or seafood. So it's on the menu. You can have it for lunch.
That's right. And we are going to be talking about one of the most famous local foods. Try the most famous local delicacy if you dare. Pickled herring. So,
all right.
Yes, it is if you dare, you can try to eat this local delicacy. And let's look at that word from our word bank, the word delicacy. What does it mean, Gabe?
Well, a delicacy, I think of a kind of food. It's a very special food, specific to a certain area. So if you're visiting the Netherlands, or if you're visiting Marken especially, then they will have this delicacy, pickled herring. But what is a delicacy from where you are, or where you live? I think that some places like sea cucumber. That's a delicacy. People like to eat it. I don't, but I know lots of people that like to eat sea cucumber. It's a delicacy in certain areas. What's another kind of delicacy, Carolyn?
Well, I know that when I was in Japan, I was given a type of sushi that was considered to be a delicacy. It was sea urchin.
Interesting.
And my sister loves it, but I didn't think it was very good. But it is a delicacy because it is something that is very special and unique to a culture or a place.
That's right, and we find out that pickled herring is a delicacy. Try it if you dare. So we see our author Naomi is telling us maybe it's not something that everyone likes to do because you need to dare or have courage to do it. Let's take a look at this phrase a little more closely in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer states, try the most famous local delicacy, if you dare, pickled herring. That's our grammar tip sentence. And today we're looking at the phrase, if you dare. It's an expression that means, if you're not afraid to try. So, going back to today's sentence, the writer is saying that if you're not afraid to try, you should sample pickled herring, which is the most famous local delicacy. Use this expression, if you dare, whenever you want to challenge someone or introduce them to something challenging or uncommon. For example, sample the snack foods at the open market, if you dare. It's where locals like to eat, but the place is not clean at all. Or, catch the night train if you dare. It is often crowded, but the ticket is inexpensive. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, would you dare to try this local delicacy, the pickled herring? Now, how should we eat these? Naomi writes, the Dutch way to eat these small fish. So, asking the question, how do you eat these small pickled herrings? Gabe, how do you eat them?
Well, what you need to do, Carolyn, is tip your head back, dip the entire fish into your mouth, and eat it directly off the bone. And that should give you a delicious and maybe sour pickled herring. Because if something is pickled, it might be sour. I think I would dare to eat it if I was in Marken, but not otherwise.
Oh, I see. Well, we do have some really great words there. You should tip your head back and dip the whole fish in your mouth. Now, if you dip something, then you make a downward motion with it. You put it down and then bring it back up. What are some things that you might dip, Gabe?
Ooh, some things you might dip. You might dip your feet into the pool just for a second. You don't want to go swimming. You don't want to get your whole body wet. You just want to dip your feet in for a few minutes. This word can also be a noun because of that downward motion. You have a chip and you're putting it into the dip. That's called dipping it. And so sometimes they call that the dip for your chips.
That's right. Well, dip can be delicious. You can also dip things into a sauce. So maybe you have French fries. You can dip your fries into some ketchup. So there you have the word dip. And here we are dipping the fish, the whole fish, into your mouth and then eating it off the bone.
That's right. Directly off the bone. You don't need any forks or knives. You just eat it directly straight off the bone. Sounds very interesting. Would you like to try pickled herring, Carolyn?
Well, I don't think I will try it, but maybe if I were to go to Marken and it was a local delicacy, I might have to try it. Now, don't forget those wheels of cheese. We had mentioned before that you can buy rounds of cheese, and here we have wheels of cheese.
Wheels of cheese or rounds of cheese. Of course, you get the idea or the image that these things are round, of course. Marken, well, we're talking about the cheese in Marken. You can see how they are made in Marken and perhaps buy a sample to take home. So if you've seen these rounds of cheese, well, Marken is one place where they make them. You can go and see how they make them and take a sample. This word can also be a verb. You can sample something. Maybe you like to sample things. Carolyn, where could you sample something?
Well, a lot of fairs or expos will have stands that have little samples that you can try before you buy something. So maybe you are walking by and there are all sorts of different kinds of foods laid out and you can sample a little piece of each one for free.
That's right, and I think some supermarkets do the same thing. When they're trying to sell a certain product, they will have free samples for you to try. So you can buy a sample of this cheese and take it home. Well, how do we continue?
It says to treat yourself to some rich Dutch chocolate or a mouth-watering stroopwafel, a caramel wafer cookie for dessert. Oh, well, these sound very delicious, Gabe.
They do sound delicious. They sound like Dutch treats. Get it? Because treat is a kind of dessert and, well, we're talking about Dutch things like stroopwafels, which are caramel wafer cookies. Well, Carolyn, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, a wafer. What is a wafer?
Well, a wafer is a kind of biscuit that's usually small and round and flat. And I usually think of vanilla wafers when I hear this word. They are very delicious, a kind of sweet vanilla cookie.
Now, when I think of a stroopwafel, I've had stroopwafels before. Actually, you can get them in many different countries, but I think they did originate in the Netherlands. And a stroopwafel usually has a waffle kind of shape. There are tiny little dents within or on top of these cookies, these wafers. And they're made with caramel. They are absolutely delicious, a great thing to have for dessert.
Well, it does sound delicious. Perhaps I will have to go buy one. But until then, it is time for us to join Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
Today, we're going to talk about something that may seem insignificant, but it's still important. Steve, what happens when you see a pan of freshly baked cookies that was just pulled out of the oven?
Well, if there are walnuts in them, my mouth would start to water.
And what do we call that water?
We call it saliva.
Notice, friends, it's not mouth water, even though we say our mouth is watering. That water has a name, saliva.
Another word we can use to describe the mouth-watering process is salivate. S-A-L-I-V-A-T-E.
And salivate comes from the word saliva. Notice, water is used as a verb when we say something is making our mouth water.
Yes, it's something the mouth does. Your mouth waters when you smell the cookies. Put the two words together and we get the adjective mouth-watering, meaning food that is pleasing to our sense of taste.
Right, I can say the cookies look mouth-watering.
Or the aroma of the cookies is mouth-watering. Another word we often use is appetizing. That means the cookies look and smell so good that we can't wait to eat them.
Just thinking about it makes my mouth water. 口水英文叫做 saliva, S-A-L-I-V-A, 千万不要讲 mouth water, 但是流口水可以用 mouth water, 这是将 water 当动词用。My mouth is watering. 我开始流口水了。今天的课文讲到 a mouth-watering stroopwafel, 令人垂涎欲滴的焦糖威化饼干。因此呢，如果一样东西让你流口水，你可以说 it makes my mouth water, 或是把 mouth-water 两个字合并起来。后面呢，再加上 ing, mouth-watering 就变成了形容词，令人流口水的。比如说 ,the cookies look mouth-watering, 那些饼干看起来令人垂涎三尺。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we're continuing to learn about Markin and what you can eat there. And then, of course, we finish. Then continue on over bridges and through tiny alleys in this traditional town.So there's lots to do in Markin, not just eat. Of course, you can continue on through over bridges and through these tiny little alleys. Of course, like I said before, a lot of things in the Netherlands are built small. The houses are kind of small. They're not huge. And so the alleys would also be tiny.
Well, this sounds like a really nice place to visit, a great place to enjoy local Dutch culture while you visit the Netherlands.
Well, Markin does sound like a great place to visit. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
接下来我们看的是 delicacy 这个名词。Delicacy 是指美食或佳肴。例如 ,the appetizer is escargot, a French delicacy. 前菜是瓜牛,是一种法国的美食。或者是 caviar is considered an expensive delicacy,But I really don't like the smell of it. 鱼子酱是一种昂贵的美食，但是我实在不喜欢它的味道。所以我们看 dip 这个动词 ,dip into 在这里是指伸进去。例如 ,Nick dipped his hands into the jar to get some coins. Nick 把手伸进罐子里去拿一些零钱。dip 也指沾酱。例如 ,Dave dipped his chips into the salsa. Dave 把他的薯片沾了沙沙酱。dip 也指浸湿。例如 ,the girl dipped her toe into the lake to feel how cold the water was. 这个女孩把脚趾放进湖水沾一沾感觉一下水有多冷。And let's head back to our teachers now.
Past 3 days, we've been talking all about different ways to enjoy visiting the Netherlands and the many things that you can see and do while you're there. Now, Gabe, you mentioned that your sister lives in the Netherlands and that you've been to the Netherlands.What are some of your favorite things to do there or to see?
Well, let's see. I did get a chance to ride my sister's bicycle, and that was great because, one, it's great exercise, and two, the Netherlands really does have nice scenery. There are lots of trees, along the sidewalks, and they come over the sidewalks, and so it's wonderful to bike through those, lanes and those sidewalks.Another thing that I liked was visiting historic places with my sister. Of course, she took me to Amsterdam, and I got to see some different things there. There's too much to say. You should go and visit the Netherlands, Carolyn.
Well, I think I will have to put it on my list of places to go visit. And we're very glad that you have joined us here on Studio Classroom for this lesson on the Netherlands. We'll see you again here next time.
Bye-bye.